Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Ruo Chun Luo from TTI Chicago. You are listening to the robotics category of July 5, 2022. Do you know that a dime has 118 ridges around the edge? Today's archive star of robotics goes to Bergani Fabio, Fiorio Luca, and Pucci Danielle for publishing two papers in a single day. Today we have selected 9 papers out of 16 submissions. Now let's hear paper number 1. This paper was selected because it is authored by Ken Goldberg, Professor, UC Berkeley and UCSF.
Paper title:
Learning Switching Criteria for SIM2 Real Transfer of Robotic Fabric Manipulation Policies.
Authored by
Satvik Sharma, Ellen Novaseller, Vainavi Viswanath, Zaina Javed, Rishi Parikh, Ryan Hoke, Ashwin Balakrishna, Daniel S. Brown, and Ken Goldberg.
Paper abstract:
Simulation to reality transfer has emerged as a popular and highly successful method to train robotic control policies for a wide variety of tasks. However, it is often challenging to determine when policies trained in simulation are ready to be transferred to the physical world. Deploying policies that have been trained with very little simulation data can result in unreliable and dangerous behaviors on physical hardware. On the other hand, excessive training in simulation can cause policies to overfit to the visual appearance and dynamics of the simulator. In this work, we study strategies to automatically determine when policies trained in simulation can be reliably transferred to a physical robot. We specifically study these ideas in the context of robotic fabric manipulation, in which successful SIM2 real transfer is especially challenging due to the difficulties of precisely modeling the dynamics and visual appearance of fabric. Results in a fabric smoothing task suggest that our switching criteria correlate well with performance in real. In particular, our confidence-based switching criteria achieve average final fabric coverage of 87.2 to 93.7% within 55 to 60% of the total training budget. See tinurl.com/LSC case for code and supplemental materials.
What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 2. This paper was selected because it is authored by Sandeep Rangan, Professor, IKE, New York University, and Associate Director, NYU Wireless.
Paper title:
Wireless Channel Prediction in Partially Observed Environments.
Authored by
Mingsheng Yin, Yachi Hu, Tommy Azino, Song Jun Kang, Marco Mezzavilla, and Sandeep Rangan.
Paper abstract:
Site-specific radio frequency, RF, propagation prediction increasingly relies on models built from visual data such as cameras and LiDAR sensors. When operating in dynamic settings, the environment may only be partially observed. This paper introduces a method to extract statistical channel models, given partial observations of the surrounding environment. We propose a simple heuristic algorithm that performs ray tracing on the partial environment and then uses machine learning trained predictors to estimate the channel and its uncertainty from features extracted from the partial ray tracing results. It is shown that the proposed method can interpolate between fully statistical models when no partial information is available and fully deterministic models when the environment is completely observed. The method can also capture the degree of uncertainty of the propagation predictions depending on the amount of region that has been explored. The methodology is demonstrated in a robotic navigation application simulated on a set of indoor maps with detailed models constructed using state-of-the-art navigation, simultaneous localization and mapping, SLAM, and computer vision methods.
This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 3. This paper was selected because it is authored by Deniz Erdogmus, Professor of IKE, Northeastern University.
Paper title:
for grasp object material classification by a novel gripper design with integrated spectroscopy.
Authored by
Nathaniel Hansen, Tarek Kellesteamer, Deniz Erdogmus, and Taskin Padir.
Paper abstract.
Robots benefit from being able to classify objects they interact with or manipulate based on their material properties. This capability ensures fine manipulation of complex objects through proper grasp pose and force selection. Prior work has focused on haptic or visual processing to determine material type at grasp time. In this work, we introduce a novel parallel robot gripper design and a method for collecting spectral readings and visual images from within the gripper finger. We train a nonlinear support vector machine, SVM, that can classify the material of the object about to be grasped through recursive estimation, with increasing confidence as the distance from the fingertips to the object decreases. In order to validate the hardware design and classification method, we collect samples from 16 real and fake fruit varieties, composed of polystyrene/plastic, resulting in a dataset containing spectral curves, scene images, and high-resolution texture images as the objects are grasped, lifted, and released. Our modeling method demonstrates an accuracy of 96.4% in classifying objects in a 32-class decision problem. This represents a performance improvement by 29.4% over the state-of-the-art computer vision algorithms at distinguishing between visually similar materials. In contrast to prior work, our recursive estimation model accounts for increasing spectral signal strength and allows for decisions to be made as the gripper approaches an object. We conclude that spectroscopy is a promising sensing modality for enabling robots to not only classify grasped objects but also understand their underlying material composition.
I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number 4. This paper was selected because it is authored by Rustam Stolkin, Chair in Robotics, UOB. Royal Society Industry Fellow, Director Arm Robotics Limited.
Paper title:
Robot-Assisted Nuclear Disaster Response, Report and Insights from a Field Exercise.
Authored by
Manolis Cho, Georgios Theofanis Epsimos, Grigoris Nikolaou, Pontelis Pappas, Yanis Pitousakis, Stefan Muhl, and Rustam Stolkin.
Paper abstract.
This paper reports on insights by robotics researchers that participated in a 5-day robot-assisted nuclear disaster response field exercise conducted by Kerntechnische Hilfsdienst GmbH, KHG, in Karlsruhe, Germany. The German nuclear industry established KHG to provide a robot-assisted emergency response capability for nuclear accidents. We present a systematic description of the equipment used, the robot operator's training program, the field exercise and robot tasks, and the protocols followed during the exercise. Additionally, we provide insights and suggestions for advancing disaster response robotics based on these observations. Specifically, the main degradation in performance comes from the cognitive and attentional demands on the operator. Furthermore, robotic platforms and modules should aim to be robust and reliable in addition to their ease of use. Last, as emergency response stakeholders are often skeptical about using autonomous systems, we suggest adopting a variable autonomy paradigm to integrate autonomous robotic capabilities with the human in the loop gradually. This middle ground between teleoperation and autonomy can increase end-user acceptance while directly alleviating some of the operator's robot control burden and maintaining the resilience of the human in the loop.
Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans. Now let's hear paper number 5. This paper was selected because it is authored by Oliver Krummer, Carnegie Mellon University, the Robotics Institute.
Paper title:
Deltas, an accessible compliant Delta robot manipulator for research and education.
Authored by
Sarvesh Patil, Samuel C. Alvarez, Pragna Manam, Oliver Krummer, and F. Zeynep Temel.
Paper abstract.
This paper presents the Delta's robot, a centimeter scale, low-cost, Delta-style robot that allows for a broad range of capabilities and robust functionalities. Current technologies allow Deltas to be 3D printed from soft and rigid materials so that it is easy to assemble and maintain, and lowers the barriers to utilize. Functionality of the robot stems from its 3 translational degrees of freedom and a closed-form kinematic solution which makes manipulation problems more intuitive compared to other manipulators. Moreover, the low cost of the robot presents an opportunity to democratize manipulators for a research setting. We also describe how the robot can be used as a reinforcement learning benchmark. Open source 3D printable designs and code are available to the public.
This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 6. This paper was selected because it is authored by Ashis G. Banerjee, Assistant Professor, University of Washington.
Paper title:
Human-assisted robotic detection of foreign object debris inside confined spaces of marine vessels using probabilistic mapping.
Authored by
Benjamin Wong, Wade Marquette, Nikolai Bikoff, Tyler M. Payne, and Ashis G. Banerjee.
Paper abstract:
Many complex vehicular systems, such as large marine vessels, contain confined spaces like water tanks, which are critical for the safe functioning of the vehicles. It is particularly hazardous for humans to inspect such spaces due to limited accessibility, poor visibility, and unstructured configuration. While robots provide a viable alternative, they encounter the same set of challenges in realizing robust autonomy. In this work, we specifically address the problem of detecting foreign object debris, FODs, left inside the confined spaces using a visual mapping-based system that relies on Mahalanobis distance-driven comparisons between the nominal and online maps for local outlier identification. Simulation trials show extremely high recall but low precision for the outlier identification method. The assistance of remote humans is, therefore, taken to deal with a precision problem by going over the close-up robot camera images of the outlier regions. An online survey is conducted to show the usefulness of this assistance process. Physical experiments are also reported on a GPU-enabled mobile robot platform inside a scaled-down, prototype tank to demonstrate the feasibility of the FOD detection system.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 7. This paper was selected because it is authored by Zachary Manchester, Stanford University.
Paper title:
Differentiable Collision Detection for a Set of Convex Primitives.
Authored by
Kevin Tracy, Taylor A. Howell, and Zachary Manchester.
Paper abstract:
Collision detection between objects is critical for simulation, control, and learning for robotic systems. However, existing collision detection routines are inherently non-differentiable, limiting their usefulness in optimization-based algorithms. In this work, we propose a fully differentiable collision detection framework that reasons about distances between a set of composable and highly expressive convex primitive shapes. This is achieved by formulating the collision detection problem as a convex optimization problem that seeks to find the minimum uniform scaling to be applied to each object before there is an intersection. The optimization problem is fully differentiable and is able to return both the collision detection status as well as the contact points on each object.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 8. This paper was selected because it is authored by Yangren Ding, PhD candidate, University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign.
Paper title:
Humanoid Self-Collision Avoidance Using Whole Body Control with Control Barrier Functions.
Authored by
Charles Kazum, Daniel Gonzalez-Diaz, Yangren Ding, and Sangbi Kim.
Paper abstract:
This work combines control barrier functions, CBFs, with a whole-body controller to enable self-collision avoidance for the MIT humanoid. Existing reactive controllers for self-collision avoidance cannot guarantee collision-free trajectories as they do not leverage the robot's full dynamics, thus compromising kinematic feasibility. In comparison, the proposed CBF-WBC controller can reason about the robot's underactuated dynamics in real time to guarantee collision-free motions. The effectiveness of this approach is validated in simulation. First, a simple hand-reaching experiment shows that the CBF-WBC enables the robot's hand to deviate from an infeasible reference trajectory to avoid self-collisions. Second, the CBF-WBC is combined with a linear model predictive controller, LMPC, designed for dynamic locomotion, and the CBF-WBC is used to track the LMPC predictions. A centroidal angular momentum task is also used to generate arm motions that assist humanoid locomotion and disturbance recovery. Walking experiments show that CBFs allow the centroidal angular momentum task to generate feasible arm motions and avoid leg self-collisions when the footstep location or swing trajectory provided by the high-level planner are infeasible for the real robot.
What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 9. This paper was selected because it is authored by Yusuke Tanaka, NTT.
Paper title:
Auto-Calibrating Admittance Controller for Robust Motion of Robotic Systems.
Authored by
Alexander Sperberg, Yuki Shirai, Xuan Lin, Yusuke Tanaka, and Dennis Hong.
Paper abstract:
We demonstrate an admittance controller with auto-tuning that can be applied for single and multi-point contact robots, for example, legged robots with point feet or multi-finger grippers. The controller's objective is to track wrench profiles of each contact point while considering the additional torque due to rotational friction. Our admittance controller is adaptive during online operation by using an auto-tuning method that tunes the gains of the controller while following several training objectives that facilitate controller stability, such as tracking the wrench profile as closely as possible, ensuring control outputs that are within force limits that minimize slippage, and avoids kinematic singularity. We demonstrate the robustness of our controller on hardware for both manipulation and locomotion tasks using a multi-limbed climbing robot.
What an interesting paper.